Veterans injured in war are almost twice as likely as the general population to struggle with chronic pain. Many treat that pain with Percocet, Vicodin, or other opioids. Some physicians within the VA medical system have come under fire for overprescribing these addictive pain meds, but the Bedford VA Medical Center has one of the lowest opioid prescribing rates in the country. That's at least partially because of that center's pain school, where veterans learn that medication isn't the only way to manage pain. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us on a visit.
So today, let's talk about stress. Why would we be talking about stress when we're here because of your pain? A little pop quiz now.
Psychologist Tu No runs Bedford's pain program. She looks across a classroom table at a small group of veterans who've enrolled in pain school. One man in all black, sitting near the door in case something triggers his PTSD, answers Dr. No's question. Stress, he says, increases anxiety and inflames pain. Dr. No nods.
Yeah. So pain is a stress response, right? It's a signal to the brain saying, hey, there's something wrong. What happens in your body normally when you get stressed?
Your respiratory rate has to increase.
Jasmine Neverett, a disabled Navy veteran, adds, your muscles tense up, your blood pressure rises. Dr. No keeps nodding.
Right. And then in usually about 20, 30 minutes, your body comes back down again to what we call baseline. But if you have chronic pain, your system is working overdrive all the time.
It's a vicious, involuntary cycle, No says, where stress fuels pain and pain tells the body to be ready for danger.
But there is something that you can do to try to turn that response off.
No hands off to Kaylin Clark for the antidote to stress, the relaxation response. It starts with slow, deep breathing.
And learning to control our heart rate with our breath. I'd like to ask for a volunteer.
Neverett's hand shoots up. The Navy veteran, who deals with constant back, knee, and other joint pain, walks to a computer at the front of the room.
All right, which is your dominant hand?
Clark slides a monitor onto Neverett's left index finger.
So see if you can follow this pacer. So take a slow inhale and slow exhale. And let's see what that does for your heart rate.
Neverett's belly rises and falls. Her shoulders drop, but waves on the screen jump. They are not smooth. Then Clark notices her student's shiny pink nails.
I think we got to figure out. I think it could be a nail polish issue because I tried it on me and it was...
While someone else takes a turn, No tells the students that regulated breathing is one of many tools the school teaches. The goal is to help veterans reduce or stop using opioids and other drugs to control pain.
We're not curing your pain. We are not taking it away, but it's a way of helping you to manage your pain and live your life and function better.
Many veterans don't buy it. About half of No's pain school students drop out. None of them would comment for this story. No says many veterans are scared to try something other than their pain medications.
People are afraid to lose their security blanket as much as they know it isn't working for them.
Research shows opioids relieve acute pain, but the Centers for Disease Control says there's little evidence that they ease chronic pain. Some veterans who stay in the pain school know the shortcomings of opioids firsthand.
The side effects were just too much for me to deal with. You know, I couldn't function at work, things like that.
Robert, who asked that we not use his last name to avoid consequences on the job, injured his back several times during a dozen years in the Navy. When the pain is bad, Robert wakes up 10 to 20 times a night and can't walk from, say, the car to the grocery store. He reached what he calls a breaking point a few years ago.
You know, the thoughts that this is never going to go away. This is my life from this point forward. And, you know, that's a pretty devastating realization.
For Robert, it was time to try something other than opioids.
The VA has been great about accepting that and not saying, here's a pill, this is our only solution for you.
At pain school, Robert sets weekly goals that include yoga and using an app that tracks calories to control his weight. He goes to physical therapy. He'd like to try acupuncture or one of the martial arts, all of which are offered through the Bedford VA.
So far, everything's been really good. You know, the only thing that I tried that didn't work was the medications.
Bedford is one of 67 VA pain schools across the country, double the number from 4 years ago. Through the schools and options such as chiropractic services, hypnosis, massage, and Tai Chi, the VA is trying to shift the way patients think about pain. Dr. Roland Gallagher is the National Pain Management Director for the Veterans Health Administration.
Right now, many patients feel like it's a mechanical model of pain where if you just take the part out and replace it or suppress the pain in the brain, that takes care of it. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
A better strategy, according to Gallagher, is to figure out what patients working with a team that includes their primary care doctor and specialists can do to help themselves feel better.
Once you sit down and explain what pain is and how it works, what makes it worse and better, and how an individual can really manage that interaction between mind, body, and brain, I think it really does help them.
Gallagher says the proof is in opioid use. It's down 7% among all veterans in the latest three-year period. Overall, fewer veterans use opioids to manage chronic pain than do Americans as a whole. Pain schools and the structured non-medical pain management programs available through the VA are not available to most Americans. Dr. Sean Mackey of Stanford co-chaired work on a national pain strategy released earlier this year. He says the main reason is money.
We typically reimburse for the things that we do to patients, and that means prescribing a medication, doing a procedure or surgery. We don't reimburse as well for these types of programs. You know, I provide a large number of these at Stanford, quite a large number of them. I give them away for free.
My topic today is nutrition and pain.
Joanne Maddock wraps up Bedford's Pain School class with information about foods that provoke headaches or constipation. She says fish, dark chocolate, and ginger protect against inflammation. And remember, Maddock says, excess weight can increase pain.
I mean, that stands to reason. For carrying around too much weight, it's a lot of stress and on our joints. So if you can get to a good, healthy weight, you might feel better.
A pharmacist will be in for the fifth and last class to talk about how to balance pain medicine with all of the other techniques students have learned. Some veterans will take more in-depth classes on stress or meditation, realizing there's a lot to learn about pain. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.